Here with what it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
Is this the end of Trump's new bid to be president? That's a question posed in the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail, which in common with the Irish Times and Irish Daily Mirror, leads with yesterday's civil court ruling in New York that Donald Trump sexually abused and defamed magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll. According to the Mail, the jury's verdict and decision to award $5 million in damages to Ms. Carroll deals a potentially devastating blow to the former president's campaign to retake the White House in 2024. The Irish Independent leads with the potential implications of another court case this morning. Charlie Weston reports on a ruling in Tullamore Circuit Court which forced a mortgage company, which acts on behalf of so-called vulture funds, to agree to give a couple a rate of 2.5% fixed for 25 years as part of a personal insolvency arrangement. Weston suggests that the decision will have huge implications for what he describes as the thousands of mortgage prisoners whose loans were sold to those funds. Pepper, the credit service company at the centre of this case, had told the court that it does not offer fixed rates, which means that thousands of its clients are stuck on tracker and variable rates of up to 9%. That meeting, which is taking place today between supermarket retailers and the government to discuss the high cost of food and groceries, receives coverage on the front of the Irish Examiner. Shops given 6 weeks to reduce prices is the headline there. The Irish Daily Star leads with a picture story about Patsy Hutch, whose brother Jerry Hutch was recently acquitted of the murder of David Byrne. Paul Healy reports that Patsy Hutch rolled his eyes and refused to comment when he asked him about claims that he had plotted the Regency Hotel shooting. Pressure is growing on the Irish government from northern politicians to provide funding to upgrade the A5 route between Dublin and the northwest. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish News. And for its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on concerns expressed by the Justice for the Forgotten group after the government advertised for a commissioner to oversee troubles investigations. The role, which pays almost £150,000 a year, is part of the controversial legacy bill currently going through Parliament, which includes an effective amnesty for those who cooperate, which has been widely opposed by politicians and victims groups in Northern Ireland. The Irish Sun leads with more speculation about Patrick Keilty becoming the next host of The Late Late Show and the possibility that his wife Cat Deely might also be in line for presenting work with RTE. And finally, the failure of Wild Youth to make it out of the semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool last night generates a lot of downbeat headlines on today's front pages. It's Your No Vision in The Examiner, Eurovision drought continues in The Times, and making a play on the Irish entrance song title We Are One, the Sun opts for We Are Done.